理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we want to continue our profile on John Woo, movie filmmaker John Woo.
Right. He had a humble beginning, but he was able to develop an interest in movie making, and that led him to a career in the movie production.
That's right. We do know about his humble beginnings in Hong Kong. He lived in the slums of Hong Kong. His father was quite ill. At 16, we found out his father passed away, so he had to take the responsibility for the family.
Right. But even then, he continued to develop this interest in movie making, and he was able to actually produce his own movie, beginning in 1973 and on after that. Several other great movies came along as well.
Right, into the 80s. But then we found out that he was burned out for a while, and he didn't produce any movies. But then later, someone helped him out, gave him some money so that he could make another movie, which was a great hit. Today, let's continue on. Now we're going to find out how he made that leap from Hong Kong to Hollywood. Join us on page 11.
John Woo. Woo goes to Hollywood. In 1993, Woo found himself in a new land and new culture. Universal Studios asked him to direct the film Hard Target. The transition to American film proved difficult. Wu had to deal with many new rules and production schedules. But Wu once again managed to get people's attention with his unique style. In 1997, Wu's movie Face Off opened to American audiences. It earned over $100 million. Making Woo the first successful Asian director in Hollywood. This paved the way for other Asian directors.
So in this section, we find out that Woo does go to Hollywood. It says in 1993, Woo found himself in a new land and new culture. Now, usually when we see this expression, to find oneself somewhere, it doesn't give us the idea that he woke up one morning and he was in a different country. It was like, wow, how did I get here? But it just shows us that he was in a new place. And of course, the surroundings were very different for him.
That's right. But there's a reason why he's in this new surrounding, this new area. As we see in the second sentence, Universal Studios asked him to direct the film Hard Target.
Okay, so they asked him to come to make this film, to produce it, or to direct it, it says. Now, what is a hard target? Or what, first of all, is a target?
A target would be something that you're aiming towards. Usually we think about maybe taking a gun or some kind of weapon and putting your focus on something else, and that's what you want to shoot at.
Okay, so that thing that you're shooting at or you're trying to reach is the target. A hard target would be something very difficult to reach or to achieve.
That's right. So this movie starring Jean-Claude Van Damme was the first movie that was presented to John Woo, and he was asked to direct it. But the thing was, as we see in the next sentence in line 3, the transition to American film proved difficult. I mean, this was a great opportunity for him, but it wasn't an easy one for him to get used to.
Notice we see the word transition here. Transition means a change that takes place where you, maybe it's a state or a condition. It can actually be a place as well.
Right. Now, whenever you have this change, it's normal to expect some difficulty, some new challenges, because you have to get used to some new things. You have to learn some new things. And for John Woo, he had to learn and get used to new ways of doing filmmaking.
Right. It was a transition. He had to find new ways to do things. It was a big change for him. And often with transitions, there comes a lot of frustration, right? New rules, new regulations. And we find out that he had to deal with those things, as it says here. He had to deal with many new rules and production schedules. So in Hong Kong, there was one way of producing a film, but in Hollywood, they had different rules.
Right. Now, I read somewhere that in Hong Kong, Their directors are used to being treated as kings. They're the top men. Everyone listens to them. But in Hollywood, producers are even greater than directors. And John Woo had to get used to that.
Right. There were new rules that he had to adjust to, and as well as this production schedule. And if you work for a big company like Universal Studios, they have their own rules, right, and how production is done. So he had to follow those rules. It says, but Woo once again managed to get people's attention with his unique style. So as he began to direct this film, people were like, wow, and they were taking notice.
Right, his gung fu style.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, as we see on the next paragraph, in 1997, Woo's movie Face Off, and you see a picture right there on page 11, it opened to American audiences.
And I think a lot of people thought this was a very unique film. It was certainly very clever, the way it was arranged or designed. But he came out with this film that opened to American audiences. It was before the American public, and they were in awe. They were amazed.
Right. So in awe that it made a lot of money. How much? Well, the second sentence tells us. It earned over $100 million, making Woo the first successful Asian director in Hollywood.
Now, if you look above this, you see who starred in that film. Maybe you didn't see it, students. That was Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. And, of course, it was unique in the sense of the storyline anyway, where they traded personalities. Actually, they traded faces, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And along went the personalities,
That's
too.
True. Okay. Well, so this paved the way for other Asian directors. When you pave the way, basically what you're doing is you're making progress or development in the future easier.
Right. Sometimes people think of it as a way, like you're pioneering, and then many other people follow your example after.
That's right. We might say that Thomas Edison's discoveries or inventions paved the way for future inventors. This is a good lesson or a good expression for you to learn. Let's review it right now in this conversation.
My father's uncle paved the way for my family to move to America.
How did he pave the way for you?
When he was young, he went to America all by himself, and that paved the way for the rest of the family to come.
But how did that pave the way?
He started a business.
Oh, then the family joined him.
Yes, one by one, he gave them all jobs.
That's great. Do you think he could give me a job, too?
Okay, pave the way. John Woo paved the way for other Asian directors. He made it easier for those coming after him, didn't he?
That's right. A lot of Asian directors and even Asian actors were able to get more working opportunities as a result of John Woo's success.
Okay, well, we're going to join Ken and Rachel in the chat room, see what they have for us today, and take a short break, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson.
Hello, students, and welcome to the chat room. Today's lesson mentions John Woo's movie, Face Off.
Face Off? Is that a movie about ice hockey?
Ice hockey? Oh, you're thinking of a different kind of face-off. True, a face-off is the method used to begin an ice hockey game.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, how the referee drops the puck in front of two players who try to use their sticks to hit it.
Right, but the face-off here is talking about a confrontation. If you face off against someone, you confront that person face-to-face.
Got it. So when two people face off, are they upset at each other?
Probably, but they could also be competing against each other for something.
吴宇森的电影 Face Off 变脸是描述一个黑帮老大跟一个 FBI 的干员两个人脸被调换过来的故事。可是呢，Face Off 其实是一个片语啊，就表示 confrontation 对立、对抗的意思。在冰上曲棍球开始比赛的时候呢，也有一个所谓的 face off， 就是两个球员面对面试图要取得那个球。So Rachel, if two people can face off, can they also face on?
No, Ken, you can't face on against someone, but you can confront something head on.
Oh, that's right. I could say that the teacher confronted the problem head on.
Good example. And we should also mention that head on is used as an adjective or an adverb, whereas face off is used as a noun or a verb.
另外一个片语 head on 表示来自正面的，比如说 a head on collision，两部车正面相撞，你也可以 confront something head on， 就是正面的，毫不逃避的面对某一个东西。
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Which movie features Nicolas Cage as a man who looks for hidden treasure in America?Which movie features Nicolas Cage as a man who looks for hidden treasure in America? National Treasure. I wonder if there's any more hidden treasure in America. Maybe I should go to the U.S. and start looking.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're taking a look atfilmmaker John Woo today in this lesson, and we're finding out some interesting facts.
That's right. After some successful movies made in Hong Kong, he was able to be involved in Hollywood production, beginning with Hard Target and then several other great ones afterwards.
Right, and we list some of the movies that he's made and the successes that he's had. What will he do after this? Well, join us on lines 27 as we continue.
John Woo. Now, Woo wants to get Cho Yun-fat and Nicolas Cage together in a film called Land of Destiny. It will focus on a Chinese immigrant sold into slavery to work on the American railroads. What else does he have up his sleeve? I want to make a movie in China because it's such a beautiful country, Woo said. There are so many great stories to tell.I've always wanted to do The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Now that's something we can all look forward to.
Okay, now we're going to find out John Woo has some plans. He wants to make more movies, and he would like to still use some of the actors that he's used in the past.
Right.He had a lot of incredible movies made with Zhou Renfa or Chow Yun-fat or however you pronounce it in any language you choose.
Mr. Fat.
Mr. Fat or Mr. Chow, actually.
Okay.
And now he's having this idea of doing another movie with Zhou Renfa and hopefully Nicolas Cage in this new movie called Land of Destiny. Although I believe this movie name or title might get changed.
Now, you know, this often happens. There are plans, and there are plans to name a movie a certain name or to have certain actors in a movie, and some of these things may change. We know that there's still some debate as to whether Nicolas Cage will be in this movie, right?
That's right. Maybe, but maybe not.
Okay. But he does want to do this type of movie, and it does say it will focus on a Chinese immigrant sold into slavery to work on the American railroads.Now, we know that this was a part of America's history, and so we'll be learning a little bit about that, I'm sure, in this movie.
Right. And for those of you who don't know the word slavery, basically it's the condition of being a slave, or basically a person becoming someone else's property and having to work for them for free.
Right. And so this would deal with that or focus on these Chinese immigrants going to America to work on the railroad.
Right. So at the moment, the movie is still... They're still planning it, and there are a lot of things that may may be changed, but we don't know. But hopefully this movie will get made soon.
Okay, as we go on, it says on page 12, what else does he have up his sleeve? So this is, gives us the idea, what other plans does he have? Usually, though, when we use this kind of expression, somebody has something up their sleeve, or what do they have up their sleeve, it gives us the idea that they have some plans or maybe even a little trick that we don't know yet. It's still hidden.
Right. Kind of reminds me of a magician with an extra card tucked away up their sleeve. Up one sleeve. Let's review this interesting expression in the following conversation.
Ralph, thank you for bringing me to lunch and buying me coffee. How special.
You're welcome, Dorothy. I hope it was fun. You know, I still have a few other things up my sleeve.
Really? You mean you have some other things planned that I don't know about?
Mm-hmm. Some other surprises, like these flowers.
Oh!
I bought them for you.
They're beautiful. Oh, you did have some other things up your sleeve.
I did, and that's not all. Look, I bought you a box of chocolate.
Wow, my favorite.
Surprise.
Oh, I am surprised, Ralphie. I didn't know you had so many things up your sleeve.
I hope you like them.
I do.
But Dorothy, that's not all.
What?
I have one more thing up my sleeve.
And what's that?
Well, tonight I'm taking you to a fancy restaurant, and then we're going to the movies.
Oh, that's wonderful. All these surprises. I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve for tomorrow.
Why? What's tomorrow?
My birthday.
Oh, no. I thought that was today.
Okay, to have something up one's sleeve just means that there's something yet to come. Maybe we haven't seen it yet.
Right. So when he was asked, you know, perhaps you might have something going on, what would you like to do in the future? John Woo replied, notice the following, I want to make a movie in China because it's such a beautiful country.
Okay, so he has plans. He's now in America. He wants to go to China. He wants to make a movie there because it's such a beautiful country. And, of course, there are many beautiful spots in China that people would love to use for movie production. They think that there are many beautiful scenes.
Right. And in addition, there are many great stories to tell. If you look into Chinese history, there are a lot of great moments worth making a movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says there are so many great stories to tell. So he feels the same way. There are great things that he wants to bring out, stories to pass on to other people.
Right. And one of them would be the Romance of the Three Kingdoms. As we see here, I've always wanted to do the Romance of the Three Kingdoms. And that's a great story. A great one to be made into a movie. I'm sure it would be a huge production.
And I know that many Asians would know this, especially Chinese people would know this, but most Westerners wouldn't. So it would be great if he could bring that story out for the world to hear.
Right. So I'm sure he's going to continue to push himself and challenge himself and try to find different types of movies.
Now, our writer says, now that's something we can all look forward to. Now that's something. He's just referring to this idea of making that kind of movie. This is something that we could really look forward to because I'm sure that it would be very impressive.
And I'm positive that we all definitely have something to look forward to from John Woo. And to think that all this started with a boy in the slums of Hong Kong.
I know. And when you think about that, a lot of people who grow up in the slums think that they will have no chance in society, but he went to those movie theaters, he saw The Wizard of Oz, and I think that that's where it all got started. And just seeing those movies kind of inspired him and gave him hope for the future.
Right, and even though things were hard, he had to find a job, quit school, support his family. He continued to develop this interest in filmmaking and used his free time to study it.
I think that's why we like to look at the lives of people like this, because they didn't have it perfect. A lot of times when we see successful people, we assume that they had the perfect situation, the perfect environment, the perfect parents. But often that is totally the opposite of what is true.
Right. And even when he was successful with movie making, he experienced a burnout and he had to take a little break before he came back.
But he did come back. He didn't give up. He did get a little help, and that's important in life, too. But we see today that he's making incredible films, and he's helping a lot of actors from Asia come to Hollywood now, giving them opportunities. So we're excited to see what he will have for us in the future. Well, students, it looks like it's time for us to see what kind of language tips Michelle has for us today. Join us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们看 transition 这个名词 TRANS 这个字首有越过或穿越的意思，所以名词 transition 在这里是指转换、转变或变迁，由某个状态到另外一种状态的转变是用 from 还有 to 这两个介系词。例如 The transition from kindergarten to elementary school 由幼稚园到小学的转变，如果是过渡期或者是过渡阶段，叫做 transition period 或者是 transition stage。 接下来我们看 pave the way 这个成语， pave the way 本来是指铺设道路，延伸出来 pave the way for someone 的意思就是为某人铺路，让他容易成功。例如 The success of her debut paved the way for her to get the contract， 她首次表演的成功替她铺路，成功的签到合同。最后我们看的是 up one sleeve 这个成语， sleeve 是指衣服的袖子或袖套，注意这里的 sleeve 是集合名词，所以是单数的。 up one sleeve 本来有暗藏在某人袖套的意思，也就是暗藏某个东西以备不时之需，或者是另外有妙计的意思。例如 I'm sure he's got another plan up his sleeve if things don't go well，如果事情进行的不顺利，我相信他一定另有妙计。 And we have more good tips up our sleeve for next time. But that's all for today. Bye-bye.
Transition. After graduation, my transition from college to work was difficult for me. Pave the way.This new research will pave the way for future developments in science. Slavery. Millions of people still live in slavery today. They are forced to work for little or no pay. Up one sleeve. John is hard to predict. You never know what he's got up his sleeve.John Woo. Woo goes to Hollywood. In 1993, Woo found himself in a new land and new culture. Universal Studios asked him to direct the film Hard Target. The transition to American film proved difficult. Woo had to deal with many new rules and production schedules.But Wu once again managed to get people's attention with his unique style. In 1997, Wu's movie Face Off opened to American audiences. It earned over $100 million, making Wu the first successful Asian director in Hollywood. This paved the way for other Asian directors. Now,Wu wants to get Chow Yun-fat and Nicolas Cage together in a film called Land of Destiny. It will focus on a Chinese immigrant sold into slavery to work on the American railroads. What else does he have up his sleeve? I want to make a movie in China because it's such a beautiful country, Wu said. There are so many great stories to tell. I've always wanted to do...The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Now that's something we can all look forward to.
Well, students, we didn't mention it yet, and we often don't, but I think it's good sometimes to refer to our talk about it. On the bottom of page 10, we have some questions here that you can use to discuss with your classmates or your friends. It's a good way to practice your English, but also to talk about these important topics.
That's right. We won't go over all these questions here, but just take a look at the first one. As a child, Zhang Wu watched movies to escape his difficult surroundings. What are some other reasons people watch movies? And why do you watch movies?
Right, that might be something fun you can talk about with your friend, or take a look at the other ones. This gives you a chance to practice, as we said, but also to share your ideas. Well, we'll be back with a new lesson next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.